Okay, I'm down here for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to leave. Because Tom had a couple of things he wanted to cover upstairs that he didn't get through yesterday. And I wanted to go back and make sure that we're clear on either what I said yesterday or what I intended to say about a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Several of you came up after class, and we had a chance to discuss it. But I couldn't get all of you back together till now. And there's no tomorrow, because this is the end. So I wanted to go back. I cited that reference, and it had to do with the unbeliever and the believer. I cited that reference because I believe it has relevancy to the disillusionment of a family, because when one of the two, a husband or a wife, departs, that family structure has in essence been shattered. And there is an indication there in that passage that if you have an unbelieving mate and he no longer wants to live with you, then, you know, you can't force the issue. It in essence says, let him depart. The purpose, however, of that passage is not to give us doctrinal teaching on remarriage. And I think that's an important distinction that I want to make sure we all understand. Okay? The reason that doesn't give us doctrinal... Two reasons, I believe, it doesn't give us doctrinal information on remarriage. Number one, it doesn't state anything about remarriage in that particular verse. And number two, we've got two passages of Christ saying, both in Matthew chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 19, that says the only justification for remarriage is the dissolution of it because of fornication. And I believe that is a doctrinal absolute. Okay? And I think I may have either said it in such a way that you didn't understand what I said, or I said it wrong, whichever the case may be. I want to make sure that we're clear, because I don't want to do anything that makes loopholes for divorce and remarriage. Okay? As I understand that passage in 1 Corinthians 7, the disillusionment of that family because the unbelieving partner leaves does not automatically give the innocent party the right to remarry. That would occur if and when fornication would occur, and that would dissolve it. There's a very strong likelihood that in a case like that, from a practical standpoint, if a non-Christian leaves his wife, he's got no moral or ethical reasons not to pursue another relationship, and I suspect in 99.9% of the times he would, and then the innocent party, if you will, the believing wife, would then be free to remarry. But I wasn't happy with the way I phrased that yesterday. I had a chance to talk to a few of you afterwards and got happier with the way I was phrasing it, but I really got concerned last night that I hadn't gotten to all of you. And the absolute last thing I want to do is for you guys to leave here with the concept that we've got a bunch of loopholes that makes getting divorced and remarried easy. That's simply not the case. And it's my absolute prayer that every one of you has a successful monogamous relationship, and you all have a 50th wedding anniversary, and you live with that mate till you die. Statistically, that may or may not be probable, but it's possible. There's no reason it can't happen. So I asked Tom for a little bit of time to make sure that was clear, because it's hard to explain to you almost a parental type of a feeling I have toward most of you, if not all of you. I don't mean to be over dramatic when I say that, but I really feel that way about most of you for various reasons, and I've gotten to know most of you. So I wanted a chance to clarify, or maybe say it better. If I didn't say it better, then come and tell me, man, you've confused me twice, and I'll be happy to sit down and talk to any of you or write me. I don't want to take into Tom's time with you this afternoon, but there just was no other better time for me to make sure in my own mind I clarified that, because it's a tremendous responsibility to teach anybody, but it's a great responsibility to teach you guys, and an honor. Any comments or questions before I go upstairs and see if Tom wants to come downstairs? And I imagine he will. He probably wants to come downstairs more than I want to go upstairs. But be that as it may. Okay. If you'll just hang tight here in somewhat semi-quiet chaos, Tom will be down here in a minute.
Okay.